BBC News with Julie Candler. Egypt's former President Mohamed Morsi has died after collapsing in a cage in court in Cairo. The 67-year-old former Muslim Brotherhood leader was attending a hearing to answer charges of espionage. He's been kept in solitary confinement. A Muslim Brotherhood spokesman said Mr. Morsi had been denied medical care. The human rights organisation Amnesty International has called for an impartial investigation into Mr. Morsi's death. The head of the World Food Programme, David Beasley, says the agency will start to suspend food aid in Yemen if it doesn't receive the assurances it needs to deliver assistance. Speaking to the UN Security Council, Mr. Beasley said the WFP was unable to act independently in Houthi rebel-held areas. The Sudanese opposition movement has called for nighttime rallies to protest about what it described as a massacre of demonstrators in Khartoum earlier this month. The Forces of Freedom and Change called for the new protests to start on Tuesday. The auction house Sotheby's is being bought by the French businessman Patrick Drahi. The $3.7 billion deal marks a return to private ownership for Sotheby's after 31 years as a publicly traded company. A UN forecast says the world's population will increase by 2 billion people in the next 30 years. The study says the total could reach 9.7 billion in 2050. Researchers believe that dogs have evolved a small facial muscle which helps them produce a sad puppy expression to appeal to humans. British and American scientists say the muscle that enables dogs to raise their inner eyebrow is not present in wolves. And huge crowds have turned out in the Canadian city of Toronto for the victory parade of the Toronto Raptors. Last week they became the first basketball team from outside the United States to win the NBA championship. BBC News.